When we come to the gospel this evening, now Jesus is doing beautiful miracle. I don't know whether people still believe in miracles these days. Given our material sufficiency and our technological self-sufficiency, we go to church, you know, nice feelings, and community is good, priests are good, music is good, that community feeling, sharing, caring service. But are we losing that faith, you know, the faith in a God who can work miracles through a weak, broken people like us? A God who can really, when I cry to him, he can work miracles in my life. Do we still kind of hold that faith in him? That Jesus can work miracles, Jesus can heal the sick? Well, we encounter that image of God in the gospel story. I'd like to share with you a word of God, which is from the book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 16. It goes like this. Now, I was the last to keep vigil. I was like a gleaner following the grape pickers. By the blessing of the Lord, I arrived first. And like a grape picker, I filled my winepress. What a beautiful image Sirach gives. I was like a gleaner. Gleaner is the guy. Look, I'm not familiar with vineyards or anything. All I know is paddy fields. So let's change this subject into paddy fields. I was like a gleaner in the paddy field. The guy who harvests, he harvests the good things first. And the guy, the gleaner guy, he comes at the back and collects the second best. So it says like, I was the second best in everything. But by the blessing of the Lord, I became the first. I was a gleaner, but by the blessing of the Lord, I arrived first. And like a grape picker, I filled my winepress. And it is true, as Hugh was mentioning in his sharing. Sometimes we can look at ourselves and think, Lord, I have so little to give. What do I have, Lord? After all, I'm a weak, broken person. I don't know how to preach. I don't know how to sing. I'm an ordinary person, Lord. I'm a gleaner. I'm the second best. But the testimonies in the gospel says, by the blessing of the Lord, you become first. By the blessing of the Lord, your 5 barley loaves will feed 5,000 people. Your 2 fish will feed the whole world. By the blessing of the Lord. And we call it the anointing. We call it the anointing upon our lives. There's a beautiful story in the second book of the Kings, chapter 4. We read one story of Elisha multiplying the bread. There is another beautiful story in the second Kings. That beautiful story is like this. This poor widow. Her husband died. She's indebted. She's in a big financial loss. And the debtor comes, the creditor comes and says, give me my money, otherwise I am going to take your 2 children. Now the widow is so poor, so desperate, she doesn't know what to do. She goes to the prophet Elisha. Elisha, help me. Elisha says, what have you got in your house? And the widow says, all I have is a jar of oil. And Elisha says, bring it. Elisha prays over. Elisha blessed the oil and says, go and borrow jars from all over neighborhood and bring it. She and her son went to the whole town, borrowed the jars from all neighborhood. And then Elisha said, pour the oil, the blessed oil, into every jar. And she filled the whole jars. There was still oil, but there was no jar. Sometimes God can bless our life. He blesses in such a way we see miracles in our life. The anointing, there is another word of God which says like this. In Sirach chapter 24 verse 31. I said, I will water my garden and drench my flower beds. And lo, my canal became a river and my river became a sea. This is what happens in our ministry, in our marriage, in our study life. This is what happens when we ask God's intervention. We think I'm carrying a pot and watering my garden and my flower buds. But when we use God's power in our lives, our canals become a river. Our rivers become a sea. That is the blessing of the God. When that little boy said, "This is only 5 loaves and 2 fish. What can you do?" But in the hand of God, this is where we have to test our faith. In the hand of God, my 5 loaves are enough. In the hand of God, my 2 fishes are enough. This is the blessing. And we read, Jesus took it, blessed it, and gave it back. And many a times, do we really seek this blessing from the Lord? No, honestly, I want to say, as a priest, I have trusted in my own ability. My looking for new ideas to preach, looking for good quotations, good music, making, and all these things I have used. Many a times I failed to pray. Sometimes I think, I know all these stories. I have done maybe 20 talks on God's love. Let's take the points from different talks and make another 21st talk. You know? Sometimes we rely on our lives. But every time like the poor widow, every time like the Philip and Andrew, Jesus, we don't know how to feed these people. Every time I knelt in front of Jesus and begged him his anointing, he has blessed my ministry. Every time I ask Jesus, I don't know what to preach. Please help me. The Lord has always there to bless me. How many times in our life, not just in ministry, in our marriage, in our workplace, we deal with the difficulty. You may be a teacher, you have a difficult student. You may be a student, you have a difficult teacher. You may be a wife, you have a difficult husband. Lord Jesus, I don't know what to do. Bless it. Bless it, Jesus. I need your intervention. Where are our faith? We carry such a gift. A massive God who became one among us to make our life a blessing. Make our life a blessing. I remember a story of my poverty. My poverty was more of a helplessness. Last year in October, my mom had an infected leg because of kidney issues. And to the point the leg got really swollen. And I got a call from my brother, Bonnie, I want to tell you something. The family has said yes to the doctor's diagnosis that leg should be amputated. And I'm getting this call while I'm in the kitchen. And I got the call, I said, Tony, I don't know, I can't talk to you anymore because I'm very close to my mom. All I do, I was so upset and I said, I don't know what to do. And all I know to do is to celebrate Mass. Immediately, I rushed into my room, closed the room, and put everything away. And on my bed, I put a little corporal. I took the precious wine. I took the bread, and I immediately said a Mass. And that Mass was one of the best Mass and heartbreaking Mass. And all I knew as a priest to say a Mass. And I said, Jesus, I took the bread, and Jesus, as you transform into your body, as this wine transforms into your precious blood, I just pray, please heal my mom. And I prayed. That's all I could do. The next day, I got a call. No need of amputation. Just skin's crafting is enough. See how in our poverty, when we really seek the blessing of God, he comes down and helps. But we have to give him our poverty. We have to give him, in humility, we say, I have only 5 loaves. I have only 2 fish. I'm not good in public speaking. I'm not good in singing. I'm not good in public appearance. But Lord, I am ready. I can go. Will you send me? My young people, no one is called because they are perfect. People are called because they said they are available. Isn't it? No one is called because they are perfect and strong. Even if they are weak, they had this amazing trust in the power of God, which can work wonders through people who are weak and broken. So as we reflect on these young people's victorious trip of mission, as we reflect on our own lives, I invite you this evening, trust in the power of Jesus. Maybe you are a gleaner, maybe in study you are a gleaner. You're reading and reading and reading. Nah, I can't study properly. I'm going to fail in my year 12. Maybe you want to be excel in sports, nothing happens. You want to do, you find yourself a very moody person. There is no blessing in my life. I work hard, Lord, but somehow at the end of the month, I don't have anything to pay. My bank account is empty. I don't know. There is no prosperity in my life. I try my best with my husband and wife, but somehow there is no joy in my marriage. I try my best to not be angry with my children, but somehow I can't be a good parent. Wow, maybe it is time to give it to the hand of God. Maybe it is time. That's what I did. After 3 years of my priesthood, I said to Jesus, if this is to priesthood, wow. Is there more to it? And I was challenged. Give it to me. Give it to me. I was challenged to pray more. A challenge to fast more. You know, the moment I said, Jesus, I give you control of my life, I saw blessings in many ways in ministry. So this evening at this Mass, invite you, maybe your study life, maybe your personal life, your ministry, your family life, give it to Jesus. May He bless it. May the blessing of the Lord will come upon it. A jar of oil will become plenty. Fire will feed 5,000. Gleaner will become a great picker. The one who is second best will become the first by the blessing of the Lord. Amen.